Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Head up!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Head up!
The Real McCoy. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Ooh, that lady.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show. This is Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth, and we're just getting ourselves set up, so just give us a minute. But I'm excited about our topic today. We are going to be talking about our theme this month, which is getting unstuck, and we're talking about today, overcoming fear. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to call a friend, tell a friend, because we're going to talk about this today and really challenge you when it comes to fear. What is it? And I'd like to hear from our audience as well who may be joining us. So if you're on the line and you can send me a chat, I just want to know, make sure that we have good sound quality as well as we have good feedback as it relates to the radio program, because I am hearing music in the background, Shauna. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually disconnect and recall in because we're having some technical challenges. Okay? So we'll be right back.
Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Who's that lady?
Anna. The Real McCoy.
Stop.
Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Who's that lady?
Anna. The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry,
come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and
Real McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry,
come and listen.
persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, we're going to try this for the second time. I want to welcome you to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Welcome to the Real McCoy Show on Woman Act Now Radio. I'm excited about our topic today because we're talking about getting unstuck, giving you five ways to get unstuck this month. In our first week, we talked about self-limiting beliefs. What were those self-limiting beliefs that you had in your own life that would keep you from achieving your dreams and visions? Those self-limiting beliefs are things like our presuppositions, how we think about things. You know, I could never do this, I can't ever do this, or, you know, I can't handle this, rather than saying to yourself and overcoming that self-limiting belief by saying, how could I handle this? We had a great coaching call with one of our coaches, Coach Leslie, and one of our members, and one of the things she observed with that member is she kept saying certain things, and then she would say, but. And so she encouraged her to say, instead of saying, but, whenever she wanted to do that, is to say, yes, I can. Whenever it felt like, you know, I really want to do that, but I really can't. That's a self-limiting belief. Whereas we're trying to get her to switch her thought process and begin to think about that self-limiting belief as something that she can overcome and say, and yes, how can I handle this? And so then we talked about self-talk. Oh, my, when we got on that whole topic, Shauna, self-talk, it was pretty amazing from the perspective that listening to that video going on and on in your head, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to our program over the last couple of weeks. We had our guest, Lynn Bannister, on the show with us, who is a master coach and also the author of Five Ways to Getting Unstuck. And so these topics that we're discussing throughout this month are coming from her book. So when we think about fear, what does that mean? That's our topic today, is overcoming fear. And so I know that we probably have some individuals on the line today who might want to talk a little bit about that, and I'd love to conversate and dialogue with you about fear and how is that affecting your life and what does it all mean. When I think about fear, you know, I write in the book Woman Act Now is that what is fear? You know, most of us have a fear of failure, and that's what we kind of say right off the bat, but the reality is, what is fear? Fear is something that is very natural, it's emotional, it's physical, it's probably intellectual. We have all of these, symptoms or clues or what we call things to let us know that something is wrong. Whether it's emotional, something is wrong. What it means is that, you know what, if it causes an emotional reaction, a fear in my life, then I probably heard something that I'm probably not immediately in agreement with, or I might fear, listen carefully, fear some type of loss as a result of what I've heard. So it creates this reaction. And when we think about fear from the first perspective is of what is it? It is a natural response, you know, and it's an emotional response, or it's kind of like character, values, integrity, and then we have fear. You know, so what is fear? It's almost like it's not necessarily something I can really describe. It's a reaction to something. Mm-hmm. You know, most times, you know, fear isn't, you know, fear is like, you know, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to be afraid.
Right.
Being afraid can be interpreted as being cautious, you know, being aware, being conscious, being on the lookout for something, you know, because you want to make sure that you're paying attention to things. And so it could be very helpful and beneficial to us to have a healthy regard for fear in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about those fears that really get us stuck in life, that keep us moving, going around in circles about our lives as it relates to where we want to go, what we want to achieve in life. I had some interesting coaching opportunities throughout this week, and what I understand, even the more and more I coach, Shauna, the more I understand people fear the unknown. They fear the place where they haven't really tried. People fear making decisions. Mm-hmm. Because they don't know what's on the other side of that decision. Will it really attract or bring to me the desire that I want?
Mm-hmm.
So we become very comfortable in that place of non-decision.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't do anything, then I don't. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, it does matter as
yes.
it relates to where you want to go. We had an opportunity, and I shared this with our team, with one of our members, and just on that merry-go-round, you know, what we call where fear becomes that opposing force that keeps us from where we really want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to coach her and talk to her about it, you know, and just on that merry-go-round of trying to figure out, you know, am I doing the right things? Am I walking in purpose? And all of us have that those
mm-hmm.
moments in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that was so powerful was getting her beyond those things that she hadn't achieved, but really seeing her future. Because I said, where do you want to be in life? What do you want? What's going to help you to fulfill that purpose? What do you really see for yourself? And then I said, where are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people are afraid to say where they really are. And what I mean by that is that we say we want things in our lives, but when I ask you, where are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens to people, Shauna?
Start to shrink.
You start to shrink your borders. That's what we call imploding. You start to shrink your borders because now if I were to say something and I really say, where are you, what do you think most of our ladies experience when we ask that question, where are you now? How is that working for you in your life right now?
Mm-hmm.
Doing nothing, making, being in a place of indecision.
Mm-hmm.
How's that really working out for you?
Now you have to begin to deal with the emotional part of what you're really feeling. You have to really take inventory and take a self-look at that situation or whatever that moment is or what you're being coached on. You got to really take an internal look at yourself.
So what do you think would be, I mean, we hear it all the time, and this is what we do at Woman Act Now. We have affordable coaching for all women. We offer a 30-day free trial to help you accelerate your dream and your vision. And you know what? What I find is that most people are afraid. Fear won't let them come to the table. Fear won't allow them to put it out there. And you know what? Fear also, I think it becomes the filter to a person's honesty,
mm-hmm.
to a person's integrity, to a person's exposure,
mm-hmm.
when we think about that word fear. So when I ask you that question about, well, how's that really working out for you?
Now you got to come to grips with the truth.
You got to come and get grips with the truth. But it also, I believe, the filter,
mm-hmm.
that filter of fear in our lives actually begins to make us question the judgment of those answers. How are people going to perceive me? What are people going to think about me? And I think that when we begin to think about fear, it becomes a filter before we actually able to act on the things that are important to us in our lives. It becomes that barometer that says when we ask that question, what will other people think about me? Where is that coming from? Where is that question coming from if you have that as a filter in your life? And so when I think about fear, it's more than false evidence appearing real. It's more than just an emotion or a physical reaction. It's real, but I think what I'd like to do in framing our discussion today
mm-hmm.
is talking about fear and being able to identify what we lump everything in this category of fear.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really after. You say, well, I'm just scared. I'm just afraid. What are you really afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
What does fear really mean to you? In my opinion, fear to me could mean that, you know, I may not succeed at a particular thing,
mm-hmm.
or I may be afraid of loss. I may be afraid of the consequences I might have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really fearful,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more afraid of what's going to happen
yes.
if I don't either do what I say or if I don't achieve a certain area in my
mm-hmm.
life. I'm more afraid of consequences. So
mm-hmm.
I lump everything in this category or behind, I stand behind the word, or let's, for the sake of our discussion, let's use the word fear as that filter.
Okay.
That It's the filter, and that's what it's named. It's we call it fear, but it's really a filter. Mm-hmm. And that filter is used to either empower or disable us.
Okay.
You know, in the sense that if I want to do something, does it make sense? Yes. The first thing I'm going to respond is, I can't. That's the side of fear that says, I really can't do this. Why? Because I've never done it before.
Right.
I'm not that smart. That's what the side of fear says. That's mm-hmm. what the filter, all the little, if that fear was a screen,
mm-hmm.
and you see all of the little straining holes
mm-hmm.
that you could filter it through.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those representing I cannot.
Right.
Or an if, or if only, you know, I could.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if. That's what that screen represents. And so every decision I make is on this side of it versus getting on the other side and overcoming it. Because on the other side, the question isn't, I can't. The question is, how can I?
Right.
And the filter makes me say, I can't.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Because what that begins to be is that now that's your barrier.
Yes.
That's your stopping point. And what you're saying, the unique thing about a filter is that at least things do get through.
It does get through. And that's the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of that, what we're saying today is that we want to remove the filter.
That's right.
We want to remove the filter because the reason why is that, guess what, you will only have as much production in your life as the filter will allow.
Mm-hmm.
Think about when you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking is a good example, and that filter we usually refer to as a strainer.
Yeah.
Okay? Have you ever used a strainer that was really too small?
Mm-hmm.
Like you were, let's say you had boiled some rice. You
right.
boiled the rice, and you wanted to put it in a strainer, but it was a real small one.
Mm-hmm.
And you poured it in there, and the water just can't get through. What starts to happen?
It starts to clump up.
It starts to back up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're only as good as what you can get through what we call that bottleneck. And that's why fear becomes the bottleneck in our life.
Mm-hmm.
The more fearful we are, the tighter it becomes,
mm-hmm.
the more fine the straining becomes, so a lot less gets through that filter.
Mm-hmm.
We begin all of a sudden, we started out with some big holes because
mm-hmm.
we, you know, it's just kind of the way we operated, and you know, I was fearless. You know, when you're young, it kind of looks
mm-hmm.
like that. You take more risk in life, and
mm-hmm.
you'll do more things. And as you get older, guess what? You start changing the size of those filters.
Yes.
For two reasons. One is wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and one is I'm not as agile as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna jump off the house. When I was 9, I was stupid. I had a really big filter, of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it was fear.
Mm-hmm.
But the holes were so big
mm-hmm.
in that filter that I was stupid.
Right.
I jumped on top of our little one-story house,
mm-hmm.
but I was smart enough to say, if I go to the lowest point,
mm-hmm.
I might reduce the damage. So I went to the corner of the house, just where the two corners met,
mm-hmm.
and I got down, and I didn't stand straight up. Because I thought, well, that don't make sense because
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was much higher on that roof
right.
line. So I got real low. I was 9 years old, stupid. But remember what my filter was like? It was a huge filter
mm-hmm.
with big gaping holes, so a lot would get through there, right?
Right.
Honey, I jumped off that roof. You know what happened to me? I didn't break a leg. I bent through my tongue because my knees hit my tongue when I landed. I wasn't thinking about how to land. I was just thinking about jumping. There was no method to my madness. But at 44, almost 45 years old, I've got a filter of fear that isn't fear anymore. It's called wisdom.
Right.
Wisdom says, Anna, don't do it. Not fear. It comes from another place. And so when we think about helping people to break through those filters of fear,
mm-hmm.
we're really just saying, okay, is there another way to look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Is there a way that we can begin to change the way we see things?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this call is really about today, is shifting the way we see things. It's shifting the way I think about those things that I'm really afraid of. And I started off telling you about the story of having that opportunity to coach this week and how awesome it was. What a person has the opportunity to make a decision, to just choose it.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes fear will keep us from making a choice.
Right.
Fear of what we call failure, and everybody seems to jump on that bandwagon, is that we're afraid to fail. We're afraid to try. We're afraid to, you know, do this or that. And I have a lot of people on the line today, and I know you've got some comments about fear. And this is a dialogue today that we really should have, is that what does fear really mean to you in your life today? What does that mean? When I say fear, what does it mean to you? What are you most afraid of, Shauna?
What's this?
See, I was going to get to that. I don't understand that statement. I just do. Come on now, I'm going to break that one down. I'm going to help Shauna here and probably a whole lot of you today. Because when you think about I'm afraid of success, what does that mean?
You know what, and it may not be success, because we talked about this before when we were on the coaching session, and Lynn Bannis was one of our guests, and we talked about this, and I was sharing with you how, you know what, I've come to the realization that I believe that I have fear of success, of being successful, not of success, of being successful,
but,
and I know where it comes from.
But think about it, think about it. What does it mean, though? Just breathe with me for a minute, people. Just take a breath. When a person says, I'm afraid of success, what are you living for?
That's what I'm living for.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, we are living to be productive, but success must be defined. So when you say I'm afraid of success, my question is not what are you afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what does success mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
So when you can define what success is,
mm-hmm.
now we can really determine if in fact you are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're saying no different than I just said. Fear is just this big cloud that we throw everything in so we don't have to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to do it. It's a consequence of you, probably some procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong, because I want to address this, is that there is legitimate fear in our lives. And again, I started the program off saying, yes, fear is an emotional, physical, or an intellectual response that is really there to tell us that something's wrong. I'm not in agreement with this situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe, you know, I think somebody's following me, that physical response, or
right.
I feel somebody's presence, and it might make me afraid. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind that has to do with our self-limiting beliefs, our self-talk,
mm-hmm.
and that ultimately the consequences of those things also become what we lump into the whole category of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an easy one. What do you think's holding you back? Fear?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of what? She says fear of success. Other people say fear of what? Failure. What does that mean, though? Fear of failure is what? Since I'm afraid to fail, then I'm not just going to try.
Right.
I'm not going to put forth any effort, so I really don't know how, you know, so I'll move on to something else. All
right.
There won't be any bad outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But when a person says, I have fear of success, the question is, what does success mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're asking me the question.
Yes, I am.
You know what? Achieving all of my goals. Achieving all of my goals in life.
See? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to break it down for you again, people. Those are blanket statements. Most of us aren't willing to peel the layers back or achieving all my goals. You're going to have a whole lot of goals if you live a long time.
Okay, well, I'm not thinking about all of those.
Really?
Uh-huh, I'm just thinking. I mean, the goals that I have set for myself for this season.
Okay, give me one goal that you're most afraid of.
My music ministry really being what I've seen or what the Lord has shown me.
But what part of it are you afraid of? Letting it be what you think it's going to be.
It's what... is how it may affect the people that are around me.
Oh, so you're saying, or are you saying that if I'm successful, I might lose relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying?
Well, lose them and how it will affect them.
What do you mean by that, though?
Well, when I say that, remember I was talking about how when I was young, Mm-hmm. That because of who I was and what I did, I didn't have fear of anything. I just went ahead and did what I knew to do. I sang all the time in everything, always in the paper, always this, always that, always, you know. And my closest relationship, it caused strain on them. And it would cause them to just respond to me in a way that it was hurtful. And so what began to happen is they would begin to speak out concerning it.
Stay with me. I'm telling you. I'm going to go somewhere, ladies.
Listen. And because of those things would cause me to begin to just shrink. Instead of continuing to try to be me, what I would do is try to be in the background and push them forward instead.
Oh. So then does success have anything to do with hurt for you?
When I think about it, probably so. Not wanting to be hurt that way again.
So another thing you mentioned is the success, but again, are you following where I'm going?
I do.
Because you said, I have a fear of success. Is it success, or what are you afraid of?
You know, what is not success, and what I'm afraid of is how other people will respond because of what I'm able to do.
And the people's response in the past has made you feel what kind of way?
Made me feel hurtful, or, hey, it's like a self-confidence.
Did it make you feel confident, or did it make you lose confidence?
It made me lose confidence.
Okay, so now what is success again to you?
Success to me is achieving all of my goals.
But what have you associated success with?
That fear, huh?
I think she's starting to get it, guys. I think she's starting to feel it. So what do you associate success with?
Okay, I'm associating it with the loss of what I believe would happen.
Based on what?
Based on a previous experience.
Based on the fact that it had. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple more things. Right, you getting it?
Okay.
All right, so when we think about success, when we think about loss, you've just identified that you're associating that success with hurt, with pain, with lost relationships.
Hey, that's my filter, isn't it?
Yeah. That's your filter. So what has fear become? What has fear become for you? What does that filter look like now? Because, see, the fear is really filtering the success.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? You have it in front of your screen of the successful life that you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it look like? It looks like hurt, lost relationship.
Mm-hmm. Painful.
Painful.
I can feel it in my gut now.
So, see, and so when you think about that, what is your natural response to pain, hurt, loss of relationship?
I shrink.
You shrink. So now when you think about that, how does that impact your dreams? I want you to just think about something that you really, okay, go on, because I think you got it. Tell me. You're putting her out there today, y'all. I'm putting her out there.
That's what we talked about on Monday. That's that procrastination.
Ooh.
And that is the low self-esteem or lack of self-confidence.
Yes.
And those are the two that come to the top of the mind.
So when you think about that, Sean, again, for those who are listening to us today, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, my sidekick, and also one of our coaches in Woman Act Now. This is Woman Act Now Radio. Our topic throughout this month is getting you unstuck. 5 ways to get you unstuck. We are using the book, 5 Ways to Get Unstuck, by my mentor coach, Lynn Bannis, who is a master coach, also a PhD, who was one of my instructors and mentor coaches in the school that I went to, Coach Academy, Texas. So I just love her. I love the principles that she teaches and the 5 ways to get you unstuck. The objective of this entire month is that, listen, at some point, you know what, you won't be able to get to a coach. Some point you might find yourself in a situation, and you need to get yourself unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to make that phone, I was trying to reach you. No, if we begin to think about this, and trust me, I'm sure Shauna is going to start to think about this filter. And she's going to teach us about that in that book. And it's on our website at womanactnow.com and also in our member area. We want you to download it. If you're a member, you can download it for $5. If you're a non-member, it costs you $6.99. So, but again, it's 5 ways to get yourself unstuck. I need to write my own ways to get yourself unstuck. But anyway, I'm promoting that today because I'm learning something myself, and I'm learning something through reading her book. And it is actually it's an e-book. It's only 30 pages long, and it has a journal process that's going to take you, just like I'm asking Shauna questions about fear, about self-limiting beliefs, because what you've just identified for me is self-talk and self-limiting beliefs based on what's occurred for her in the past regarding specifically her gifting and her talent in the area of her ministry of singing. Is that because my experience before says that if I'm truly a success, then I'm going to have some issues. So my next question, are those same people in your life right now, would they have the same kind of impact they had then, now in your life?
I've seen symptoms of it, yes.
And so, well, I'm saying to you, but does it have the same impact on you?
Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so then you see, people, we still got that filter in place. So now tell me this, Shauna, how are you going to deal with it now that you know, or tell me what you know about this fear of success?
That it's not good for me. It's not good for me in order to move forward.
But what does not good for you mean?
Meaning that that it's causing, it's my roadblock. As I was sharing with you, I said, you know what, that's my filter, right? Because if I see myself moving forward and see myself moving forward, and, you know, even as the experience on yesterday showed us, when you make a decision and how things just begin to, it's not because of who you are, it's just because of your purpose, as we talk about it in Woman Act Now.
Well, let's explain, because she just brought up something very important, and I'm going to get to that story for you, too, is that the decision, she's talking about that decision. And that's what information will do for you. It will change the way you see things so that you can what? Make a decision. And we decided yesterday after that call, it was so illuminating, is that when you make a decision, it will release what belongs to you. Literally. It will literally begin to release and attract what belongs to you. Now, many of you heard of this whole law of attraction. We attract what we release. That's pretty much it. As you have, what a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, Shauna, when you think about, I am afraid of success, that's coming out of your heart.
That's right.
And what have you done for your own life when you proclaim that's the way you allow yourself to operate?
Put it on hold.
But when you start to what? Release it and make decisions that are specifically what? Contrary to what you believe. You're changing your story. So how do you change your story today?
By changing my thought pattern and that scripture that I said that I use is that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I probably need to get me some more strong affirmations to speak to those negative thoughts and that fear, so that it'll begin to change change the filter process.
Yes.
Opposed to every time I move forward and something good happens, instead of, because you feel it every time something good happens, I experience that same thing. I don't want to tell them about it because I don't know how they're going to receive it, and then them receiving it. If they don't respond how I would respond to them, it's all of that in the past.
Yes.
And so it comes back up again. So I have to be able to know that, number one, I can't change that, but I can change my thought pattern. I need to get some more affirmations, some more more words or scriptures that reaffirm where I'm going and who I am.
Okay.
And replace that with the things that were negative before.
So can I ask you this question? I think that's awesome. But can I ask you this question?
Sure.
I just got one little question to ask. When you do something great, when you have a great experience, like you just recently had a great experience.
I did.
Shauna had the opportunity to sing for a grand opening for Walmart. In a local city here in the Texas area. And what kind of affirmations did you receive after you sang that song?
Oh, they would treat me like a celebrity.
How to deal. Oh, it felt so wonderful, but I was humbled at the experience of it all, and just that I had the opportunity to do it, and how people responded just from me singing the Star Spangled Banner. It was all Star Spangled. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, night, something like that. Light, and so proudly we hail that the star bright went singing.
Yes.
Something like that. That's why I know I'm not a singer, see, because I can't remember lyrics. And I am so amazed when Shauna sang the song a little bit for me before, the day before she went out there, and I was just looking at her thinking about, that's why she's a singer. I can't believe she actually can remember all those lyrics, because I was trying to sing it with her, and I was like, you know, I was. Some of y'all go and put your hand by your heart and start singing this song. You don't know the words either. You probably gonna switch over and start singing the African "Lift Every Voice and Sing." You know. So at the end of the day, but what did you feel? Is that a part of the success you want to feel in your life?
Yes, it is.
And so tell me, what was it? What was the experience? What did you feel? What do you want more of in your life from that experience?
I want more of doing what I know I've been called to do. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am called to do music.
So
I know that I am.
Yes, and so when you do it, I want you to go to that moment,
mm-hmm.
just on last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to just think about anything that you saw in that environment that represents success to you, that are the consequences of your success. And what did they look like? What was your experience?
You know what, because I am a woman of faith, I prayed before I went in, and I said, you know what, Lord, just let, because the Star Spangled Banner, the words are moving within themselves.
Right.
And you don't have to be a great singer to be able for the words to touch you. You just need.
That is not true, people.
What I'm saying
y'all
is.
Y'all saw some bad Star Spangled Banners, and you know you wouldn't touch.
Well, go ahead. What I'm saying is that, you know, the words are powerful. But with me, music for me, it's convicting, it's uplifting, and it's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can convey a message to cause people to really think about what this song is saying and
mm-hmm.
what these words really mean, that's the experience that I had. Because when it was over, I had people coming up to me telling me, girl, I had to turn away to keep from crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words of the song are already powerful, but your voice was just so awesome. And the way you sang it, I mean, they may think this is crazy, but I feel like I minister everything.
Yes.
Because I am an ordained minister, that's just how I operate. So I want
right.
every single word to be impactful for you.
Right.
I want you to feel it just like I do.
And so what those experiences said to you, those were people who affirmed who you were.
Yes.
How did you like their responses?
I loved it because what it did, like you said, it affirmed who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it, what I prayed was exactly what happened. And when I go out and minister, that's the same thing that I pray. I want people to be impacted. I want them to walk away with a life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm.
That something in those words caused them, or what we talk about often, is their paradigms to shift, that they know that they can do it, that they know they can rise above, that they've been encouraged beyond their means. So that there is nothing that they can put their hands to that they can't accomplish because
wow.
of the words in the song.
I'm pretty sure many of you who are watching us today and who are listening on the lines, you could see the shift in Shauna's whole, her body shifted when she began to talk about the consequences or those things that represented success to her versus how she talked about what the fear of success was. And so my next question is, and then I have a caller who want to weigh in on our conversation, and I want to invite him. But, you know, let me answer this question first. I got one more question, and it goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shauna, is this feeling of success that's real?
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
This is an actual experience?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's real. It was as real can get, right?
Yes.
Which one is more important to you?
This one.
This one.
This one.
So now, our topic today is overcoming fear, and here you go. So how will you overcome that fear of success?
You know what? I need to get a new filter,
mm-hmm.
and I need to let the filter of that experience be my new filter
mm-hmm.
until I'm able to continue to move forward, and what was past is no longer a problem for me.
Right.
It's no longer a filter. It's no longer a challenge. It's no longer a thought.
So when you have an opportunity, and I'm going to just test the thought process,
okay.
when you have an opportunity mm-hmm. in the future to have an incredible experience,
mm-hmm.
you have a choice
mm-hmm.
to tell anyone you want to tell
mm-hmm.
and to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, what are you looking for
mm-hmm.
in that response?
You know what?
That's the question you have to answer.
I got you. Let's do this. You know what? I'm going to let this experience be my filter regardless of what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'm not putting pressure on them to respond how I feel like they should for my success to still be great.
Success.
Because it's absolutely what it is, simply because that is the filter.
Yes.
What I experience is the filter. Hey, and it's not the past. Hey, thank you.
You are welcome.
I got it.
You got it.
I do. Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. I knew she was going to go there. Yeah, she couldn't help herself. She couldn't help herself. So. But I hope we've been helpful to you today. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on our topic today, overcoming fear. And I tell you, this is so awesome just sharing with this. I love Shauna with my life. I just love her. She is an incredible gift to the world, to the relationships that she has, and she deserves to be successful at her gift and her talent. And whatever we can do to help remove the fear of who she really is, it has really blessed me in having this conversation today. Because we had something else kind of planned to do today, but it just took its course, and I hope that you have learned something. So I want to invite our caller to the line. You have your hand raised. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, Coach, I'm here.
All right. Is that sounds like that? That sounds like that's Juanita.
Yes, it is Juanita. I was supposed to be shutting in, but God told me get on the phone. I mean, get on Woman Act now. And I've been listening in for about 20 minutes now. And I must say, just listening to Shauna really express that area, I guess, that she was dealing with has blessed me so much. I'm literally like just overwhelmed listening to it, because that was one area that I have like dealt with. I don't know the whole aspect she was talking about, but far as I can answer the question when you just ask her, what are you looking for? I guess when you're moving in success or something good is happening for you and you sharing it, what are you looking for? I say in that area, what I'm looking for the celebrators to celebrate and the congratulators to congratulate. I think my problem was because they had messed with me too. It messes with your self-esteem a little bit when I guess when you're getting ahead or you're moving forward and you're accomplishing things and it's noticeable. I mean, because sometimes you don't have to say anything. It could become noticeable, unseen, without you even much opening up your mouth. My problem is, I mean, I don't know if y'all know if it's real or not, but my problem is it's always like I'm always dealing with haters, you know? So I have allowed that to, like, mess with my self-esteem a little. So the minute I start seeing it or something like that, you know, I kind of, like, just pull back, you know? And I heard Shauna say something like that. She kind of, like, pulled back and push others forward or something like that. So
yes.
This has really, like, blessed me so much. I am overwhelmed. But I have gotten to the point of, you know, I have gotten to the point where I have overcome that area, where though, you know, not everybody is going to celebrate and not everybody is going to congratulate. You know, there are going to be some haters, but that's not my problem. That's their problem. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to embrace the things God has for me, and I'm going to move forward, whether people like it or whether they don't. Simple as that. But I have allowed that area. I mean, that particular part, I don't know everything y'all was talking about, but I got in on that part of, I guess, when she moving forward, I guess, I don't know what's the response. I guess people may be hating on her too, so I don't know. But that has been my problem. Now I'm talking about it be hate, but you know it's hate. I mean, hate, but they trying to kill you hate. You know what I mean? They trying to crush you hate, you know? That type of hate, that type of hurt, that type of pain. So,
I think that's an incredible observation and mm-hmm. something for you to walk away with, and that you have been able to certainly understand and also find some similarities with what we've just done with Shauna about overcoming fear. And, you know, I want to encourage you, many, many, and we've talked many times, is that certain words, when we choose to use words, that we just adopt these words, but the reality of them, like when you say, well, you know, we have haters or we have people hating on me, those are words. Think about, I want you to think about that. Think about the origin. Where did they come from? What does it mean? Does it really mean what you think it means? And begin to think about your communication of what you call for yourself. For instance, when you think about this whole idea of helping Shauna with the fear, is there is an expectation that we have from people. If I were to share something with someone about something I felt was incredibly successful in my life, and then that person doesn't respond with this expectation I have, then I really allow them, as you said, to make my reality what their reality is. And so how do you change that perspective? So I don't, you know, when I think of haters, just using myself, I don't give people that much attention in the sense that you're a hater? Oh, I didn't know that. You know why? Because I live in the moment. I experience the success that she identified. She says, this was successful. This was my moment, and this was the experience where people were affirming who I am. That was the moment. What we want to do is go relive the moment and try to find that same experience in someone else who probably wasn't even there and want them to give us those same affirmations. And ultimately, it doesn't happen the way that we think it should, but we carry it with us. And so my encouragement to you is that, you know what, you're living an incredible life. And as long as you can live in the moment and live in the experience as she identified, you know, the people around you are going to be the observers of your life. And remember we talked about the I am? I am who I am, and people are only supposed to repeat what they think you are. And if you've done a great job, you'll start to hear what you are and just be consistent over and over again.
That's good.
So I want to thank you for joining us on the show today, Ms. Juanita. I want to invite anyone else who would like to weigh in on our show. We're talking about overcoming fear. We've been talking with Shauna about the overcoming the fear of success in our own life. If you want to join this conversation, all you have to do is press 1 if you're listening to us via the phone. If you'd like to call in because you're watching us via our live broadcast, you can call in at 718-664-6402. Press the number 1, and I know that you want to speak to the host, and I'm going to invite you to the show. So, wow, I mean, we only have a few more minutes, but I'm willing to talk to a few people. And I just think that this show has just been awesome in identifying and understanding fear. So I just want to go back over. I mean, I just said a very small amount of information, and that was when we think about fear, I want you to ask yourself, what is it? And be careful not to blanket everything in this space. You know, in the internet world, you might start to hear these words, clouds. You know, we have a cloud here, we have a cloud there. And what they're really saying is that, which cloud are you on? Where have you parked yourself? You know, if you use any type of internet services or web-enabled systems where you can access your information, but it's hosted in another place, it's not on your computer or your laptop. It's on a cloud somewhere, and every cloud represents a different thing.
Okay.
So to speak, instead of saying just the World Wide Web, now they put where you couldn't see the internet, so to speak. Think of clouds as that cloud represents something, that cloud represents something, and there are always clouds. You know, they move from here, they move from there. The clouds are always forming, they're always developing. And so when you think about fear and what have you given it, where have you parked? What did you park on that cloud? When you think about fear and lumping all of that stuff that you think you can't achieve in your life, that you don't want to attempt, where you don't want to be productive or choose not to be, you park that on a cloud somewhere. Say, and that cloud is the cloud of fear in your life. And we say, we're going to unpark that, and we're going to disseminate that cloud, because guess what? With good weather, with different changes in the pressures, the air pressure, listen to this, different changes in that pressure, meaning the pressure that changes from The way you see things, the way things are exposed, there's a different pressure that can disseminate that cloud of fear in your life. We discovered some. She said, I'm going to change my thought process. Guess what? A different pressure on that cloud, the barometric, I think, is it the barometric?
The barometer.
Yeah, you know, where you have these two pressures that start to build, and one will become greater than the other, and ultimately, something's going to happen. We're either going to create that cloud, if that cloud of fear is so much stronger, then you're a more positive perspective of being able to disseminate that cloud of fear in your life. And so when you think about it, what is your filter? What are you filtering your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams? What is that filter going through? Is yours the filter of success? A fear of failure? What do other people say? I'm fear of what? Fear of what? What do they fear in their life?
Fear of success, fear of failure. Those are the two main things when you ask people. Those are the two most things that you hear.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of flying.
Yeah, well, that's legitimate. If you're afraid of flying, you got reasons to be. Now, you know, Tony Robbins will take you up in a plane and push you off.
You're kidding.
Yeah, try to call himself getting you over fear, but that didn't get you over fear. You were just afraid all the way down.
It's true.
It ain't like you go, oh, let's go do it again.
Right.
No, that's not the kind of fear. That's a legitimate fear. But when we're talking about those thoughts, those self-limiting beliefs in our mind, that self-talk, that video player we keep playing over and over again, that is the fear that I'm talking about that's keeping you stuck, keeping you turning around in circles, and that's what we have to identify. And if you didn't notice anything from our call today, I want you to go back and just download this and listen to it again. There are many times in this process of questioning, Shauna, that I asked again. I'd ask that same question again. Well, what does that mean? She would always say these blanket questions, blanket answers. You can't get to it if everything's in a blanket or everything's in a cloud. We have to begin to what? Break it down to really go ask yourself, well, what is it that you're really afraid of? It's, you know, Coach Lynn Bannis asked me, she says, what are you afraid of, Anna? I say, well, I'm thinking. Why? Because I've chosen to make a decision to be fearless. See the difference? Now, trust me, if I'm driving down the street and it's a dark alley and I see somebody coming at me, I'm going to get the hauling, okay? That's a flight response.
Right.
But when it comes to my dreams and visions, what are you afraid of, Anna? I choose to be fearless. So that fear does not have a place of residence in my own personal thought process and in my life.
That's good.
Does that make, I guess that makes a little bit of sense.
So
again, if you want to join me, I want to invite you to the show. And what I'm going to do right now, because we like to hear from our listeners, you don't have to have a question, but you can have a comment. Don't be afraid, because I'm going to test this spirit of fear right now. Right now. Watch somebody hang up on me. Watch the line start hanging up right now. Because somebody's scared to say something.
Stay connected.
Stay connected. Don't you get off this line, because I'm going to start coming to you. So, 770-808. How you doing today? See?
Never there.
770-808, are you there? Okay, you know you're calling from Atlanta, right? Probably Atlanta or Georgia. See, I just got a scare one right there. She cut off on me. All right. Ain't we talking about the fear of failure, fear of something? Let's overcome. Let's try the next one in Atlanta. That would be 404-358. That might be Tracy Caldwell. Are you there? Let me see. Hold on. That might be me. Tracy, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
All right, look at that. Tracy's stepping up. You know, Tracy's been listening to us for a very long time, and I used to do this to her, and she said, oh, Coach, I didn't want to say nothing. So, Tracy, tell me, what are you walking away with today? What did you learn from our discussion today?
Well, I've gotten over my fear speaking to you on the phone.
You sure have. You have done an awesome job, girl.
But I want to say first thanks to Shauna for her boldness and for being so candid with expressing how she has worked through it. It is a process, but you just have to put one foot in front of the other. And my pastor always says, you know, whatever you're afraid of is really afraid of you. So if you turn around and you face it, you can conquer that fear, whatever it is.
Awesome. See, thank you, girl. You have certainly conquered your fear. You're like our third leg on this show now.
Right.
So thank you so much, Tracy.
Thanks.
All right, I'm coming to 214-370-1000. Are you there? All right. Maybe I'm at work and I can't talk right now. All right, 469-857-4119. Coming to you. What are you walking away with from the show today? All right, I got some fearful folks. Okay, 321-972-4852. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I was going to say, now you know you're there because I hear some phone going on up in the background.
Yes, I'm
so
here.
How are you doing today? What's your name?
My name's Madonna.
Oh, okay. Madonna, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. What are you walking away with from the show today?
I think that as human beings, we're all going to have fear. It's a natural emotion, I believe. But you just got to keep moving and do it in your fear anyway. Do it anyway. Just keep moving.
Ooh, girl, that's good. Do it anyway. I love that. Just do it anyway. Thank you, Madonna. Thank
you
so very much. All right. I'm going to come over to 214-714-5849. Are you there? 214-714-5849. Well, all right. I had a few people step up to the plate today. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated, and it's been an awesome show today, and I want to thank Shauna again for joining us and being transparent and hopefully being able to continue to move forward and to experience the success that she deserves in her life. So what's your mantra leaving today?
You know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
And he will strengthen you if you remember that you quoted that scripture. Yes, he will. So, ladies, I want you to know you're loved and appreciated. Please join us on Monday for 15 Minutes to Destiny. Also, we're continuing our discussions on 5 ways to get unstuck. We want you to go to the website, download that e-book. Again, members, it's $5. Non-members is $6.99. So you're going to be tremendously blessed. This is for you. So that when you're in whatever situation, you can figure out a way to get yourself unstuck and move forward, being able to make that decision that's going to help to propel and attract to you what you truly deserve in your life. But we want to get out of limbo, make a great decision based on great information. That's why this is so important today in taking her back to the experience she had on Thursday rather than the experience that she's had in her life even now, but many things before that actually built that memory of a poor experience being a successful psalmist. So I want to encourage you to join us on Empowered by Win Tuesdays. And if you're not joining us for Vertical Leap, you want to call us up at our offices, 871-751-5700, to find out more information about it. September the
10th and the 11th.
10th and the 11th, we're going to be in Ontario, California, and we're taking a vertical leap because next month we're talking about casting vision, visions and values, and aligning those things. So we're going to have a real launching pad at Vertical Leap to make that quantum leap into the place that we want to be. So we want you to know you're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed and prosperous day. So, Jana.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.